born in 1912. Fella born in 1923 named Doc Watson. He made another mark, didn't he? Cleveland was about 10 years old at the time, and they were talking about learning music. Dan Cray was there to MC, to officiate. He said, "How'd you learn all that stuff? They didn't have any videotapes for you guys." And Michael said, "You know, we just did the best of what God gave us." And Doc said, "That's right, son." Doc's proudest moment was when he started playing music, playing folk music, and realized he could get off the state relief because he was taking welfare because he was handicapped. And he played some gigs, but he wasn't doing that great up there. Deep Gap, North Carolina. He said, "I don't want to be remembered as the great Doc Watson. I'd rather be remembered as just a good guy that was upstanding and a family man." And he was. Just so happened he was brilliant. This has traditionally been the workshop stage. So I'll show you one thing I learned from Doc by watching a video. I learned something from him the other day. I actually visited him in February. Really glad I got to have some time with him along there. But you know how you switch from this chord, from this E7 chord to this diminished chord? See how I'm switching my fingers? Doc didn't learn this from a video or from an instruction book. He learned this, he just goes like this. He goes. Makes all the sense in the world. Why move your fingers around? Still can't do it though. And when he plays an A chord, he does it like this. Index finger on the B string, and his second finger on the G and the B strings. It makes it easy to go to that E chord, say. Anyway.
Cause I got them deep river blues. I'm going down to Muscle Shoals. The times be better there, I'm told. Cause I got them deep river blues. just let me die, cause I got damn deep river blues.
We were sitting in his front room there picking. He kept talking about this guitar. He said, it's a bourgeois guitar. Have you ever seen it? I used to play this bourgeois guitar on stage. I said, no, I might have seen it. He said, it's got a cutaway. He said, it's a real nice guitar. I said, well, yeah, I bet it's a really good guitar if they made it for you. He said, but somebody put it in the wrong place in the house where it should have been, and I stepped on it. So I broke the top through, and I felt terrible about it, but the guy took it back, and he put a new top on it. He said, I think it sounds better than it did before. He kept talking about that guitar, and he was playing a little Gallagher that was Rosalie's guitar. I gave him my guitar to play for a little while. I thought maybe I'd get some Doc Watson dust on mine. I'll tell you, it's not the secret ingredient. Anyway, after a while, he says, I'm going to go get that guitar. I mean, it's just me and him in his house. He's getting up on 89 years old. So he reaches behind him to the basement door. And I look at the long flight of stairs down there. And he's heading down there. He turns around and says, don't worry, I'll be careful. If I fall and kill myself, call the veterinarian. He shuts the door. Keep walking down the stairs. And, you know, what are you supposed to do? He was down there about 20 minutes, and I get kind of worried about him. I thought it would be rude to kind of offer to help, you know. That's one thing he prided himself on, was his self-sufficiency. Anyway, about 20 minutes later, here comes the door open, and he's got this guitar case, and he sits down in the chair, opens up the case, picks out the guitar, hits a note, he says, this isn't a guitar at all, is it? I said, no. He said, it's a good one, though. Shop or anything. I thought I was coming for a hot rise gig.
All right.
I guess Red Knuckles did okay last night. I was asleep. I was asleep, but I guess he was all right. It's a nice thing, you know, we make a nice percentage off their feet, or they make a small percentage off our feet. Something like that.